There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is a terrific idea to do today and almost any day, at least Monday through Friday, any day, right? Because that's when I'm here, and I do the program live from noon to 3. Now, I know many of you listen at different times, all right? But that's the time that I'm live. So if you can just write down the phone number. And regardless of what it is in your time zone, I trust you guys are really smart about figuring out how to convert from one time zone to another. If not, go to Google. They'll do it for you. Google does everything for you. What did we do before Google? You know, that would be a good thing to put up on Facebook of what do you use Google for. The thing is, everybody's going to say everything, right? it's ubiquitous. At any rate, so just write down the phone number and call me, and then you can listen to your program, the program. When you heard it in your area, you can listen live, or you can keep people and make sure that somebody gets to the radio or gets away from the radio, depending on how you want to do it. You know, I'm always complaining about something. Well, not always complaining, but I will share with you stories of things going terribly wrong. So you feel, first of all, it's not just you, but also I should tell you when things go terribly right. And I just wanted to tell you a really... what I think is kind of a heartwarming, cool story. All right? You ready? Are you all sitting down? I know it's something you never hear any place, but... All right. So I have a pair of, to be quite honest, they're kind of expensive designer glasses, which I think, to be quite honest, I think I actually found them somewhere, and I found them in a place where there was no way of turning them into somebody. You know, if you find something in a building, you can turn it in, right? And somebody will come and get it, or you can, you know, I've actually, like, found cameras and turned them into people, and someone said, that's really stupid, whoever you turned it into just kept it, but, you know, I mean, if it's not mine, it's not mine, but this was a particular situation where there wasn't anybody to turn it into, so I didn't, so they're relatively nice sunglasses, and every time I wear them, somebody says, wow, those are really nice sunglasses, and somehow, I lost, you know, that little nose guard that they have on either side of your nose so it doesn't bite into your nose. Somehow it either fell off or broke, or I don't know what happened. And I've been meaning to get them fixed. I really didn't know exactly how to do about it. So it turns out I was walking home a couple nights ago, and I walked past a lens crafter, right? You know, the place that has glasses. And it was closed at the time, but I thought, you know, it's not very far from where I live. So yesterday, I had a bunch of errands to run, and I stopped by there. It's a huge store. And I went in, and I said, here's my problem. And they said, oh, okay, we can fix that for you. And I said, great. They said, we're going to replace both pieces. And I said, fine. How much is it going to cost? And they said, well, you can make a donation. And I said, you mean you're not going to charge me anything? And I can just... And they said, yeah. When's the last time you went into some place that said, we're gonna do this for you for free? So I made a donation. I took their card because I have a foundation. I'm going to send them some money. And I had a pair of sunglasses that I was wearing because the other ones made holes in my nose because it didn't have the little guards on it. And I gave them the sunglasses because they also had a place that you could drop off glasses. And they send glasses to third world countries and maybe even this country, people who need them. But I just thought I would give them a shout out. They're not a sponsor of the program. But I just thought, when's the last time you went into a store and it wasn't their product? I mean, I wasn't pretending it was their product. I figured they could probably fix it for me. And I figured, you know, I'd pay them to fix it for me. And not only did they fix it, and they did it very quickly and couldn't have been nicer about it. But I mean, I just was really impressed with that. Aren't you impressed with that? Isn't that a good story?
Very.
Yeah. So, lens crafters. So, go buy your glasses there. Or at least go talk with them about your glasses. And the woman said, would you like to sit down? And I said, well, is it going to take a while? She said, no, about 5 seconds. I wanted you to be comfortable. I said, well, I sit for a long time during the day, so when I can, I stand. But I said, that was kind of a nice story. So, I thought I would tell you. So, there you go. So, I told you. All righty. 855-993-7569. All right, so So I thought what we'd do, we had started kind of a, what I thought was kind of a fun story, which is the most, what's your favorite, see, I'm not allowed to call them junk food. What's your favorite fast food restaurant, Trevor?
Subway, probably. I don't go in so much for fast food very often, but when I do, probably Subway.
Because we did, there's a study that we did, I think it was yesterday or maybe the day before, I think it was the day before actually, about the best fast food restaurant in terms of people, and they checked, I think, 5,000 people, which is a pretty large sample size, and Chick-fil-A came in first.
Interesting.
Yeah, even with their political sort of fuss a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
they may not like their politics, but they like their food.
Sure.
And second, would you like to guess what second was? This one I probably would have guessed in the top several.
Mickey D's?
You want to guess? Pardon?
Is it Mickey D's? McDonald's?
Uh-uh. Oh,
okay.
Mickey D's was dead last.
Okay,
it was Chipotle.
Oh, can I change my answer?
Yes.
Is
which, all right.
Yeah.
What do you think came in second?
I lost it. Sorry. Does that tell me?
Told you.
All right. Sorry. Chipotle. Yes. Good.
Be gentle with Trevor today, folks. Be gentle with him. Our boy, did you not get enough sleep last night?
I just haven't got enough Chipotle lately.
Aha! There you go. They just sent me a coupon that you could get free guac or something. I have to look at the coupon.
Oh, because they always upcharge you because guac is so delicious.
It is. And so does Subway, speaking of upcharges for guac.
Yeah, that's true.
There was a brief shining moment about 3 years ago when they first introduced it where they gave it to you for free. But that time has come and gone. All right, so let's hear what other people... I mean, it just seems completely appropriate. We could ask what people's favorite barbecue is, but seems too close. Have you ever had barbecue pizza or pizza made on the barbecue?
You know what? I haven't, but I bet that would be awesome.
It is terrific. And understanding that most of the things that you make on the barbecue, I don't eat. I don't eat hot dogs. I don't eat hamburgers. And sort of schlepping along your own veggie burgers makes you just look too... precious or something. It's just not worth it. So what I'll do is usually I'll just get I like the fixings that they put on because I'll eat the cheese and the tomato and the lettuce and maybe even a little bit of onions, and I'll just eat that. But it doesn't make people very happy when you go to a barbecue and don't eat that, you know, don't eat their whatevers. Although there are people now who barbecue lobster. That I'm on board with. So somebody I know used to make pizza on the barbecue, and because it basically acts, if you think about it, the really good thin crust pizza is quite often made in a brick oven, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very high temperatures, and what you have to do is put a lot of cornmeal on the bottom of the dough so it doesn't stick to the grill, and you can then barbecue all the stuff that you put on the top, like onions and tomatoes, and you can put asparagus and all different kinds of cheese, and it is delicious. And everybody gets to make their own and pick their own toppings and mushrooms and stuff. It's a great alternative.
That sounds amazing. Also, isn't it about lunchtime right now?
All right, well, let's get your juices going. All right, let's do favorite fast food.
All right.
We'll get started on those. But yes, you're probably right. This is called cruel and unusual punishment.
That's exactly right.
There you go.
All right, so Amy says, Jimmy John's, it's delicious, really fast, and healthier than most.
All right, so we did her yesterday. I wonder if we did all those yesterday.
Carrie? Let's see. How about Diane?
What'd she say?
She says, a bag salad, open with scissors, dump in a bowl, add dressing, eat. I mean, that's fast food.
So she's just saying make your own stuff. You know, I've gotten, ever since our food challenge... where basically it really precluded getting anything even like chicken or Boca burgers, which are kind of some of my staples, I love salads and just salads with all sorts of stuff in them because you have to get some protein somewhere. So I was just, when I was doing the food challenge with y'all, instead of getting even, as I said, chicken or Boca burgers or anything even vaguely like that, I got I used eggs eggs and cheese as the primary things, and with salad. So I'm with you on that one. All right, we'll come back in just a second, and I'll deal with Trevor because maybe they're just two people who liked Jimmy John's or whatever they were, which I've never heard of. So we'll sort this out. No worries. 855-993-7569. Love to hear from you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
All loans subject to OnDeck score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're going back to the sleep-deprived and somewhat calorie-deprived Trevor. So be gentle with him, folks. If I'll have to be gentle with him, too. Let's go talk about some other, I'm not allowed to call them junk food, a fast food emporia. Yeah, emporia. That are people's favorite. And remember, what was the one that you said before? Because I know it was Jimmy John's. That's not right, is it?
Yeah, the first one that we'd already read.
Yeah.
That was somebody had said Jimmy John's.
Is that the name of it? Because yeah. I'd never heard of them. Apparently, there's one in New Jersey. There's one in Newark or something.
Yeah, it's just a sandwich shop.
Okay.
It's pretty widespread. It's kind of a chain.
Yeah, I just never heard of it.
Yeah.
I don't think there are any in there. At least when I Googled it, there aren't any in New York. But there's some. Okay. There's one in Newark. So.
Sure.
All right. What else you got?
All right. Sheila says, "I still love a Big Mac, fries, and a shake."
All right. So here's a story that somebody told me yesterday. I was at a screening, as I said, for Trainwreck, which is actually funny, but it doesn't open for a while, so I'll tell you when it opens. And somebody had said, they were sitting there, and we had just been talking about a McDonald's French fries. And we got a call from somebody who works for Nestle's, who used to make all the French fries. They did, what did they tell me, 270 tons a day or something of French fries at McDonald's. And I had heard that they had made, but one of the reasons the McDonald's fries were all the same size is that they basically made them cookie cutter, that they rolled out a paste, basically, that had potatoes in it. And he said, no, that's not true. And he explained exactly how the potatoes are made. So McDonald's fries were on my mind. So I go to the screening, and there's this dude sitting there eating McDonald's French fries. And I said, well, that's kind of interesting. We were talking about on the program, there are 19 ingredients in addition to the potatoes. And he said, well, let me tell you the story. He went into McDonald's because it was on the way to the screening, and the screening was at 6, which means that people are, like Trevor, a little bit hungry. And he said he decided he figured the least odious thing at McDonald's was the chicken tenders, and even though they're fried. And so he ordered the chicken tenders, and they were $4 for six chicken tenders. He looked up at a sign that had chicken tenders plus fries for $3. And he said to the woman, well, wait a minute, why is that $4 with just the chicken tenders, and if you get the fries, it's $1 less? He said, it's a special. So that's what he did. So he's eating the French fries. I assume he'd already eaten the chicken tenders. So I don't know if Mickey D's is having a special just because we talked about it on the air. They could call it the Joy Special. I don't know. But so I guess it pays. I don't know what the moral of that story is, to be quite honest, other than read the small print. Because every once in a while you run into something like that, where if you buy something that's expensive, if you buy two things, it's significantly less. I don't understand how, because the assumption that most of us make is the more you buy, the more it costs. The bigger the packaging, the less per, unless it's Whole Foods, the less per pound or per item, so... All right, so keep going. At any rate, that was my McDonald's follow-up story.
All right, so Mark...
So I just want you guys to know I don't live in a bubble. You know, I do the program, but then I go into the world and take the knowledge that I've shared with you here into the world at large. So now I know more about McDonald's fries than I did 2 days ago.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank goodness I have a PhD. Okay, keep going.
Okay, so Marge says, McDonald's senior coffee, that's all I can stand in the fast food arena.
Yeah, their coffee, a lot of people think that their coffee is some of the best. Apparently, it was originally Seattle's best. I don't think it is anymore. But because they do such a huge volume, and any size coffee is $1. Did you know that?
I didn't. That's actually pretty good.
It's very good. And one of the things that I do, especially in the summer, so I don't eat something awful, is I'll go in to Mickey D's and get the large decaf with a lot of milk in it and put some sweetener. Oh, I know I shouldn't. So it's got basically essentially no calories in it, and it's very tasty and filling because it's a liquid and it's $1.
Mm-hmm.
So it always makes me feel very righteous.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I told this story once. This is another story. This is another that somehow I think I either have a guardian angel or a guardian devil, or they're arguing for my soul on my shoulders. Because I'd done this about a year ago. It was, I think, just about this time of year because it was very hot. And so I went in to get my, and they'll make iced coffee for you, but with regular caffeine, and I can't do that. So they make up a cup of coffee for me, of decaf, and they add all the milk. Then they give me a cup of ice, and I make my own. Not very difficult, folks, even for someone who's somewhat challenged in the kitchen, which is not true. Actually, I can cook fine. So I was making it, and so by the time it was so hot out, by the time I got to the theater, that most of the ice had melted. So I thought, well, I'm in the theater, And they have, this particular theater had those really cool, like, state-of-the-art Coke machines where you can go up, and they have, like, 40,000 different combinations and permutations where you can add.
Those are awesome.
I love those.
They're cool.
Okay, so I went up, and I didn't want any Coke because I already had something to drink. So I went down, and I said to the guard, I need some ice. And he said, yeah, go down one flight. So I went down, and I got some ice. And this woman grabs me. Said, what are you doing? I said, I'm getting ice. And by now there's a crowd. And, no, I guess what she had done is I'd gone back up the stairs, then she grabbed me. And there's this crowd, because I know all these people. And she said, what are you doing? And I said, I just got ice. And she said, you can't do that. And I said, can't do what? And she said, you can't steal something. And I said, I was getting ice. Ice is frozen water. And she said, now, she might, I mean, if she'd said to me, look, people didn't know, if people see you, they said, you can't use your own container. I said, well, but my container has liquid in it. I'm not getting any liquid from your machine. Now, understand that the stuff out of the machine, they charge for the cup, basically, at the concession stand, and then you fill it up. And basically, that's pure profit, because you're talking about carbonated water and syrup. So it really doesn't cost any, it doesn't cost the movie theater anything, and they make a lot of money, which I absolutely understand. So if she said, look, we don't allow people to you, well, I mean, she could have said a whole lot of things, but what she said was, you were stealing from us. And I said, how do you steal ice? And I showed her, I opened my cup to show her that I had not taken any Coke product. It was coffee. And by now there's this huge crowd. And what she could have said was, look, people don't know what you were doing. If somebody saw you doing that, they would do that. Or, look, you can't use your own cup, because that's basically how we make our money on it. And if people thought that they could bring their own cup, she could have said any one of a number of things which would have been understandable. But she was accusing me of stealing. And so by now, so she finally, instead of saying, look, just don't do it next time or understand our point, she just stormed away. And by now, I know all these people, and I know most of the guards, and they are thinking this is hilarious. And one of them says, am I supposed to handcuff you or not? So to the extent that it was such an unpleasant kind of thing, that I actually called corporate headquarters, and I actually knew her name. I found out what her name was. And I wouldn't tell them her name, because I didn't really want to cost her a job. But I said, somebody needs to talk with her about how to deal. That it's not that there isn't a legitimate point to be made, but she didn't make that point. And what she did was just, it was thuggery. So that's my story about McDonald's iced coffee. I can get in trouble with anything, even with ice. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas Brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Leslie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Basically, my question is, I tend to get very defensive and bite people's head off. and it's rude.
Yeah.
And I notice I'm doing it at work.
Okay, which means it's dangerous at work. You can get fired.
And also you just create a bad reputation.
Yeah, yeah. How old are you?
42.
Are you single or married?
Single.
Is this a? Have you ever been married?
Yeah, once.
How long ago?
I was divorced back in about 2001.
Do you have children?
No.
Are you feeling unusually stressed at this? Well, I guess the first question is this a recent phenomenon or is this an ongoing issue?
No, it's been ongoing. I just always thought I was just sensitive.
Yeah.
And, you know, as my marriage went on, instead of seeing that it was all him, I started realizing that maybe perhaps it's me.
Or a little bit of you, huh? Yeah. Okay. Tell me a little bit about your family of origin. How many brothers and sisters?
Five sisters and a brother.
Woo, which number are you?
Six.
Okay. So you're the next to the baby?
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel like you had to sort of measure up and you never could?
Yeah, it was pretty critical.
Yeah.
Family.
That's what it sounds like. Because that instant response, that instant leap to defend oneself, and look, to a certain extent, all of us have it. I mean, when someone says, how did you come up with that figure? Even if they're just sort of asking a question, we instantly feel like, oh, my God. You know, they're telling me I don't know what I'm doing. They're telling me I shouldn't be here. They're telling me, you know, I went to the wrong school and I cheated on my exams. And we just, we're off and running. And it may not even be conscious. It may just be that knee-jerk response that says, who are you to come? Who are you to question my work or anything of that sort? So I think the first thing, there are really two different ways of attacking this, two-pronged approach. One is to understand how much of it came from your upbringing. And to a certain extent, that's how all of us learn how to deal with criticism, because that's the first place we really got criticized, is with our parents. And so people who've never been criticized probably are relatively impervious to it, because they felt like, you know, even if you say, well, gee, where'd you get that number? They're going to say, well, you know, it's my number. Of course it's a great number. As opposed to most of the rest of us who felt that we were criticized, saying, how dare you question me?
And I watch that in other people, and that's not, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I kind of watch people and say, how does so-and-so react to something?
Good.
And I'll see how somebody reacts, and they laugh it off, or they just...
Exactly.
They don't even see it. And
well, no, it's not that... Your point
is... They don't take it as a bad thing. They just take it as...
But you just said exact two really important things. Either they don't see it or they don't take it that way, and they turn out to be very similar manifestations, because we don't, you know, all we can really judge is outward behavior. See if you can take this kind of abstract notion and narrow it down for me a little bit, because I'd like to know the areas that you think you're most sensitive about.
Well, I did come up with some things, and I had made notes, but I don't know that I gave you the full picture of what concerns me about my behavior.
Okay.
There's also a disrespectfulness where if I feel like an arrogance almost, where I'll talk down to people.
Well, but I think that's part of the defensiveness. That's just saying,
okay.
I'm threatened, so I'll threaten you.
Yeah, or if I just feel like I'm smart or what they're saying is stupid or whatever, I'll just, and it's just obnoxious. Where my sister said to me last year, you know, dealing with you is like walking on eggshells. If she says, I'd never know what to say, what's right.
Yeah.
And my ex-husband said that, the last relationship I was in. So it's a whole pattern.
I hear. Okay. So what did you come up with at work?
I got short-tempered at my supervisor today because he asked me something right as I walked in the door with my bags, everything, kind of a random question. And I'm like, I just walked in. And you
all right,
know,
so let's, all right, so let's figure
later.
Out, so what was the short, the issue there?
I think I was just frustrated, and he's a very nice guy, and I could get away with that. And I think
okay,
I
but let's do a little bit more. What,
okay.
Was the commute hard?
It was raining.
Okay.
I had a few bags in my hand, the umbrella.
Okay.
Did
you feel he was so you were feeling kind of out of sorts?
Yeah.
Okay. So, because look, if we can begin to dissect it, then you know, for example, that that you're going to be that were you running late?
I was a few minutes late.
Okay. My guess is it may have been that. It may have been okay. I mean, look, nobody likes being hijacked and sandbagged as soon as they walk in. Everybody wants to have a chance to sit down, get organized, and get their stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
But it may also have been that this is your supervisor, and you were late. And so the best thing to do is when you're and the notion that somehow your supervisor is right there pouncing may have made you feel that not only were you late, but you were going to get you're going to get demoted for it, or you're going to get a black mark on your chart. And also that that he was pouncing because you were late, that he might have, was waiting there, waiting for you to come in. So all of that may have contributed to a defensiveness. So instead of just saying, gee, that's a really great question, give me 1 second, I'll be right back to you, which would have been a perfectly good response,
exactly,
you got angry with it. Because I think your response, again, and most of us when we're feeling threatened, is there are only two choices when we're feeling threatened, if you think about it. One is... there are three. The two obvious choices are, one is to fight back. If we're feeling somebody's attacking us, we attack. The other is to get very submissive. It's okay, you're right, I'm late, I'm so sorry, I don't deserve to live. Clearly, your style is the former, not the latter. The latter really doesn't do any good either, because it's passive aggressiveness. But the third option is when you're feeling that way, you know you're feeling that way, to literally take a deep breath. Because I would be willing to bet my salary, which I need, that you were holding your breath because the adrenaline was just pumping in and you were doing your fight or flight routine. So all you have to do is just take a deep breath. When someone asks you anything, take a deep breath and slowly count to 10 and just let the breath out. And then you felt in control. And what you very likely would have said is, let me just put my stuff down. I'll be right back to you. So what we know, Leslie, and I want you to try this. I don't want you to believe it. I want you to try it today and maybe for the next couple of days, because I think you're going to need like, maybe 48 hours and call next week and just practice. Don't say anything. Just take a deep breath whenever anybody asks you anything. And I don't want you to even differentiate about when you're feeling threatened and when you're not feeling threatened right now.
Okay.
Because that's a second tier. I just want you, when anybody asks anything, if they say, do you want to go to lunch? Don't answer. Just take a deep breath.
Oh.
Exactly. Because you will center yourself in that moment and you will become your best self. It gives you a sense, it gives you a chance literally to step back, to not panic, to quiet that adrenaline response, to sort of view the landscape and then see what you say. So I don't care if they say, do you have a handkerchief? Could you pass the salt? You want to go to lunch? Is today Thursday? Do you have plans for the weekend? I don't care what the question is.
Okay.
I want you not to answer it. I want you to take a deep breath and exhale, and you can look them in the eye, and people may think you're a little strange, except believe it or not, the amount of time it takes to take a deep breath is so small that people won't even notice, but you will. And I want you to call me next week and just let, and then we'll go part two, which is why you're feeling defensive. But right now, let's just deal with the symptom. Okay,
great.
Yeah, no matter what the question. All right,
okay.
Just deep breath. And you got to do it on everything because I don't want you to differentiate yet between hostile questions and benign questions. Any question, okay. Anybody asks you anything, take a deep breath.
Okay.
Okay, and obviously let it out.
Yeah.
All right, should have told you that part.
Okay, thank
all righty?
You so much.
I'll talk to you next week. Yeah, it's really important to remember when you're breathing to not hold your breath. And, every once in a while, I go over the square breathing stuff again, because the deal with square breathing is what you want to do is set up a rhythmic pattern. And I'm trying to remember what movie I saw it in where they were sort of talking with somebody. And, oh, I know, it was Trainwreck. And they said, well, pant. And that isn't what you do. You go, that's the way to put yourself in hyperventilation. What you need to do is not hold your breath, but just... And I know it sounds a little bit contradictory. What you do is inhale to the count of four, which is a very slow inhale. Hold to the count of four, which I know sounds like you're holding your breath, which technically you are. But what most people do when they hold their breath is they... and then gasp. And because you've held your breath for so long, your body is oxygen starved on a minor level. And so what you're going to do is you're going to gasp again, which is going to get you right back in. So the idea is just slow, rhythmic breathing. And the only way to do that, because basically we don't think about our breathing, right? We just inhale, we exhale, we inhale, we exhale. And if you can put yourself in hyperventilation with an extra beat. Most of us breathe between about 15 and 17 times a minute, which, okay, on average is 16, right? So all you have to do over a period of time is increase your respiration by one a minute, which you're not going to notice until your heart's beating too fast, you're feeling dizzy, you're cold and clammy, you think you're having a heart attack. And if this has never happened to you before, assume you're having a heart attack. Call 911, get somebody to help you. But if it's the 14th time and you've already had an EKG, try square breathing. Alrighty? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes, but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary Pros and plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExpandoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExpandoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExpandoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExpandoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExpandoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 855-993-7569. Linda, welcome. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help?
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question about how I can best help my 9.5-year-old son deal with the fact that me and his dad will be going away for a week in October.
Okay. How many kids do you have? Just the one?
He's the older one. We have a 5-year-old son as well.
Okay. And where are the 9.5-year-old and the 5-year-old going to be together while you're gone?
They will be together at home with their grandmother.
Great. What's the longest period of time you've ever been? How come you're worried more about the 9.5-year-old than the 5-year-old?
Well, he's the anxious one.
Okay.
My 5-year-old will be fine.
Go with the punches. Got it.
Right.
You just answered it.
Okay.
I got it. All right. So what's the longest period of time you've ever been away from the 9.5-year-old?
We went away in March for about 6 days.
Without him?
Without him, yep.
How did he do?
Situation with his grandmother at home. He did pretty well, but leading up until the time we were gone, he brought it up every day, cried a few times, tried to give me a guilt trip.
Okay, so what have we learned from this? Just this, because we did it before. So what have we learned?
Well, I told him, I think it was 2 weeks before, so I'm wondering maybe should I shorten that time period?
Yep, sounds to me you should. Okay, that's number one. Because you're exactly on point here, that the anticipation of it drove him nuts.
Okay.
The reality of it, he adjusted to.
Right.
Okay, so now what you want to do, so let's figure out how to do this, because you don't want to spring it on him at the last moment.
Right.
Because then it will bring up, because he's not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll bring up the issue that, gee, that if you don't tell me something, you're about to spring it on me. So 2 weeks is probably too long.
Okay.
What kinds of things, and understand that we tend to be anxious when we feel that we have no control. Okay? So what I think we should do is maybe like, you know, a week sounds to me a little bit long, but maybe 4 or 5 days. Say, okay, your dad and I are going to go on Thursday. What kind of, let's draw up some things you would like to do.
Okay.
Okay? Because in that moment, think about what you've done. You've given him a short period of time to be nervous, because you don't want to spring it on him at the last moment, because that will just make him feel that no matter what's going on, you're about to spring something on him. So that has no value to you. 2 weeks is clearly too long. There's nothing you can do except anticipate and be awake night and be unhappy. So we're not going to do that. So I would say maybe 4 or 5 days. And with the idea being, let's figure out you need to make sure that he's not going to figure it out on his own. Because if he figures out on his own, you're better to tell him than have him figure it out, because he won't trust you.
Okay.
So that means that if there are going to be some obvious things, like if grandma says, I'm going to come over there next Thursday,
right,
then you need to have told him that before grandma says I'm coming next Thursday, all right?
Okay.
So you need to be, I'm giving you kind of parameters here, but you need to be sensitized to it, because here's what we want. We want a minimum amount of time for him to be anxious, but the reason, as I said, that people feel anxious if they feel they have no control, so you want to give him some control.
Okay.
So the issue might be, would you like to have some, and you can start with him saying, what kinds of things would you like to do, and then depending on how manipulative, to be quite honest, he is, hopefully he'll come up with some things. It's okay for you to come up with some things, but understand the more you come up with, the less he's going to come up with, and the less control he'll feel that he has, and not to mention he will do things like, no matter what you suggest, he'll say no.
Okay.
All right, so we don't want that. But, I mean, some things like, would he like to have a friend over?
Okay.
Is there a special place that he's wanted to go? Is there a special DVD that he's wanted to rent? Is there a movie that he would like to see? And so beginning to think about some things, like, for example, one of the things I do with people who don't like flying, and I would probably include myself in that, is figure out what kinds of things will make the flight more enjoyable. For example, upgrading to first class using, frequent flyer miles so that they feel there's more of an event going on, buying their favorite magazine, getting a book of crossword puzzles, getting a favorite DVD, buying a book that they wouldn't ordinarily buy. It used to be in the old days what you could do is order a special meal. Now forget about it. But you could take a special meal with you to the airport. In other words, what you try and do is take something that feels uncomfortable and hook it with something that feels positive for two reasons. First of all, because it will balance a little bit, but even more importantly, because it gives you control over a situation you feel you have very little control.
Okay. My other question is, in those 4 or 5 days, positive that he will get upset and bring it up, and
that's okay.
He'll say stuff like, "Oh, I'm okay if you go for 3 days, but a week is just too much." And,
well, but what do you? All right, so what do you say when you say that?
I try to comfort him and just reassure him that it'll.
All right, let me suggest a completely different technique,
okay,
because you've already discovered comforting him doesn't work at all.
Okay.
So you might say to him, "What's the difference between 3 days and 6 days?" Because, again, we're getting back to him being in control rather than just reacting, all right? Because what you've done then, when he says, 3 days is okay, I can tolerate 3 days, 5 is too many. what we then moved from his gut of, oh, I can't do this. No, it's too scary. I can't do this. To his head, which is, okay, what's the difference? So you've changed this from being only an emotional reaction to him having to think it through.
Okay.
So
okay.
What's the difference between 3 and 5? All right, what about if you had a friend over for 3? What would make it feel better? In other words, the more you answer, the less effective you'll be. The more you use the Socratic method and ask him why this or what would happen or what would you like to do and say, well, what would make it better for you?
Okay.
And he's going to say something like, well, I don't know, or don't go. And say, well, no, I'm treating you as a responsible human being and saying, this is what's immutable, we're going to go. And at some point, you're going to want to go, for example, with your friends. And you're not going to like it if I say, there's a class trip, and it's for 6 days, and I say, well, you can go for 3, but not 6.
Right.
Not the point. That's what the trip is. So understand that you and I are working out a system so that we can make each other as happy with decisions that we're not crazy about going forward, because you're not always going to be a kid and I'm not always going to be in charge, and we need to work out a system that works for both of us. And that's a whole different way for him, because this kid, he regresses, he becomes childlike.
Right.
And because what he's saying is, I mean, he's dealing with some legitimate concerns in that he is feeling anxious, but he's also manipulating. He's saying, if I just say okay, and then you go back, and go back to watching video games, then I don't have any face time with you. If I make a big deal of this, then I've diverted attention from Dad and from my younger brother and from Grandma, and you can't talk on the phone, and I've made you upset. And then I don't think he's an evil kid. I don't think his goal in the morning is to wake up and make you upset. But his goal in the morning is to wake up and get as much attention from you as possible.
Okay.
And so you need to give him, reinforcing positive behavior, saying, okay, pick out some things to do, and you figure out what kind of reward you'd like to do or what would work for you. I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold if you'd like, and we can walk through a couple more if you'd like, because my guess is that this is a more global issue than just the time that you're going away. Put you on hold. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.